So we're taking a break from Yom Kippur, and we're doing like a one-off Carbon Pesach. I hope we'll get through it all tonight. If not, then maybe we'll bleed it into next week, but I think we should be able to hop it in. So we spent a while talking about the Par Kohen Gadol and the, you know, somewhere on the spectrum between Carbon Yachad and Carbon Tzibur, which shouldn't have been so surprising because there are multiple mechaperim, right? The Kohen Gadol and Besa, right? So that the fact that it's unclear where it lies on the spectrum isn't so surprising. What is surprising, though, is the carbon we focus on this week, right? Which is the Carbon Pesach, right? Bipashtus, if I just asked, you know, woke you up at 3 a.m. and said, is the Carbon Pesach a Carbon Yachad or a Carbon Tzibur? So what would you have probably said?
Carbon Pesach?
Yeah.
Carbon Yachid,
right? It's, you know, you have a group, you privately purchased, right? Privately bought, privately consumed, right? It's eaten in your house. So I would have bet that it's a Carbon Yachid. And yeah, the Gemara is going to make it kind of complicated. So let's jump in, right? So did anybody read the Gemara Nun Mabez, or just the start with the Gemara Nun Aleph and Aleph?
Where are we?
Yeah. Oh, no, but, okay, great. So the Gemara there quotes a Braisa, right? And it's a bit of a funny Braisa, right? So the Braisa contrasts Zevach with Temura, right? So Zevach is a standard carbon, and Temura is the exchange carbon, right? So we say that there are differences between Zevach and Temura, right? That each one has stringencies that the other one does not have, right? So what are the stringencies that Zevach has that Temura does not have? What are they? So we're told, right? I'll just read this. Tashma chomer bezevach mi betemura, vechomer betemura mi bezevach. Chomer bezevach shehazevach noheg biyachid kibat sibur. Right? When it comes to regular karbanos, we have regular karbanos which are carbon yachid and carbon sibur. Right? But as we've discussed, the temura can only be created in a carbon yachid. V'docha es ha-shabbos v'es ha-tumah. Right? You do have karbanos. Regular karbanos which are brought on Shabbos, and you do have regular karbanos which are brought betumah. Right? What's the principle that you have karbanos which are brought betumah?
The tithes.
Sorry?
I didn't say that right. Never mind, I'm talking about something else.
Okay. Right, the halacha that certain karbanos can be brought, karban pesach can be brought betumah. Exactly right, tumah hutra betzibur. Right, that if the tzibur has an obligation to bring karbanos, and the majority of the tzibur is tame, so then the karban can still be brought. But with a temur, we have no such halacha, right? If somebody, so let's say, you know, somebody had a, actually can't come up with an example. So never mind, right? So temur does not exist with tuma, and you never bring a temur on Shabbos, right? Karbanos that you do bring on Shabbos, right? The carbon tamid is brought on Shabbos, and the carbon musaf is brought on Shabbos, and the carbon pesach is brought on Shabbos, right? If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you'll bring your carbon pesach on Shabbos.
Okay.
I think so. What other carbon would you bring on Shabbos? I guess if Shabbos fell out on Yom Kippur. Yeah, right, exactly. So, right, if Yantif fell out on Shabbos or if Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, then you would bring those carbonos. Right, exactly. But no private carbonos are going to be offered. Okay.
Even like, if it's like the 8th day of someone's like 7 days, like, and they have to bring carbon, like, that's also pushed off another day or tummy for another day?
I assume so.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if it's, how would it be there? How would you get to their first day? Yeah, I guess, right? In other words, if they,
like, if someone's around a dead body, and then they have to wait 7 days. And
right,
then
so yeah, you'd wait till Sunday. Wait till Sunday. Right. Okay, fine. So we're told that. And what else does Zevach have a Temura doesn't? Vos a Temura, right? Regular carbon can make a Temura. A Temura cannot make a Temura. So now the Gemara has to figure out which Zevach are we talking about, right? Which Zevach fits all of these different categories. And the Gemara ends up saying that this is talking about the ayal of Yom Kippur, right? Elo shel Aaron, right? The Kohen Gadol brings two karbanos on Yom Kippur. One is the par that we know and love, right? That's the chatas, which is brought for the Kohanim, and he also brings an ola. Right, which is not offered on the inside, it's offered on the outside, right? Both the tzibur and the Kohen Gadol have an ola and a chatas, right? You have the par Kohen Gadol and the el shel Aaron, and you have the sa'ir l'Hashem, right? which goes together with the Sayer Lazazel, and you have what's called the El Ha'am, right? The Tzibor brings a special Ola as well. So the Gemara says that this Braisa is referring to the Elosh Aaron, and now on Nun Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, why can't it be talking about a different carbon? Okay, so now this we get to where we have to read this part of the Gemara carefully. So does anyone want to take over this part of the Gemara from Ur of Sheshes on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph? First word on the last. First word on the fourth line. Great. Oh, sorry. Last word on the fourth line. Yeah.
Okay. So for Rosh Hashanah, who says that this is talking about Elosh Aharon, Lukma Pesach, Zochet Hashabbat, Vetatuma. So let him establish that Pesach is Docha Shabbat and Tumah,
right.
And you can do Tumura from it. The Karban Yafi do because it's a Karban Yafi.
So for that Braisa that we had on Nunamid base. So instead of attributing it to the Elo Shel Aaron for our Yom Kippur, let's attribute it to the Karban Pesach.
Right.
Okay, and at least in the Havim, the Gemara says black on white that it's a carbon yachid,
right?
And therefore, since it's carbon yachid, you can do what?
You can bring it on Shabbos or when you're tameh. Oh, sorry, you can do tomorrow.
You can do tomorrow, yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
So what's the response?
Kasavar ein shochtin. Oh wait, where am I?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, kasavar ein shochtin pesach al yachid. But we're not allowed to shecht pesach just for one person.
Yeah. So what do we? So what's this answer doing? What do we make of this answer? How's this answering the question?
Well, this is then arguing back against it.
Mm-hmm.
Because how could you say that the carbon pesach is a carbon yachid if you're not allowed to shecht the pesach just for yachid?
Excellent. If you can't shecht the carbon pesach for yachid, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that renders it as a non-carbon yachid.
Then this now we answer binuf me. The Pesach Sheni, so it has to be talking about. So let's say this is talking about Pesach Sheni.
Mm-hmm.
It can be Shabbat just for a Yachid.
Right, which is interesting. Apparently, it can be. Yeah.
Midah Tuma. So, like, how do we? Who says that the Pesach Sheni is Dochet Tuma?
Great, it's not. So Pesach Sheni is out too.
Right.
Okay. So far, where do we seem to be holding from our Gemara vis-a-vis Karban Pesach? Its status?
That it's not a carbon
yachid. Sounds like it's not a carbon yachid because...
Because you can't shecht it just for one person.
Right. Now, is that a unanimously agreed opinion? Do we know?
No.
Right. So let's take a look at Rashi. Right, someone want to take Rashi? Rashi, you want to ask about Kasavar?
Yeah. Kari Yudet, Amar Hachi, Masach HaPsachim, V'yali Fla. So we're learning this from is it a pasuk or just the phrase in the Gemara?
Yeah, it's pasuk, right? Okay. So who's learning this?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Mm-hmm.
That it says lo tuchal lizboach at the pesach be'achad, like you're not allowed to shecht the pesach for one person. Mekivant eino ba below shutfut eino satzvira. And since it doesn't come without some sort of shutfut. You can't do tzmura.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the position of Rabbi Yehuda. So we would want, you know, one of the things on our to-do list is going to be look up this Gemara and Pesachim, Sadi Aleph, and Aleph, and see if, you know, if Rabbi Yehuda is the unanimous position, and if not, right, what would the rival position be? But Rabbi Yehuda certainly seems to be saying, right, that Ein Shochan HaPesach Chal Yachad means that it's not a Karban Yachad. Okay, great. So let's go back. So let's, right, Amar Lei Rav Huna, Raid Rav Yeshua, the Rava.
So, Rav Huna says to Rava, what's the difference between Pesach that's called a Karban Yachid? From Chagiga, that's called the Karban Tzibor, if it has to be brought, except Mishnah to ask the Bikunki, except that it has to be brought in a group.
Yes, right. So the question is, how come the Braisa, and this was the Braisa one daf earlier, the Braisa and daf Nun of Aleph, called the Karban Pesach a Karban Yachid and called the Karban Chagiga a Karban Tzibur? What's Karban Chagiga, by the way?
The Shlomim that's brought in Yachid.
Exactly, right. That's brought along, and then you bring it along with your Karban Pesach, right? Okay, so the carbon, the chagiga, which is carbon you bring on Yantif, exactly, is called the carbon sibur, and the Pesach is called the carbon yachid. That's funny because they seem pretty parallel, right? They're both, you know, brought by people. So why does the Braisa call one a carbon yachid, one a carbon sibur? Okay, good.
So imishim to ase b'kinfya. So if it's because it's brought in a group, Pesach nam yase b'kinfya. Pesach also is brought in a group.
Right. And I think we stop here. Right. So Knufya, so Knufya you're translating as group. I think a little bit more precise way to translate it would probably be in a gathering. Right. Rashi here says, what does it mean it's being brought in a gathering?
Gargalim,
right? So it's being brought by the entire chavra. Okay, so what's going on with Knufya? So the Gemara suggests maybe the reason why Chagiga is called a Karban Tzibur and Karban Pesach is called a Karban Yachid, maybe the distinguishing factor is whether or not it's brought by Knufya. And then the Gemara rejects that because Karban Pesach is also brought by Knufya. So first of all, what relevance does being brought by Knufya have for being categorized as a carbon yachid versus being categorized as a carbon sibur? Right, we're invoking this concept, this phrase, it's brought by Knufya. So what? What difference does that make?
Well,
possibly.
Does it sound like something that would be yachid?
Explain.
Well, if it's something that involves a lot of people, then presumably it's not a carbon yachid.
But we're bringing it as a private group.
It's still a yachid.
Yeah,
yachid.
Maybe it's
shutfest,
but it's certainly not yachid.
The second it's more than one person, it's
shutfest. But we're trying to get more ambitious than shutfest, right? We're trying to explain why the Braisa called Chagiga carbon sibur.
Maybe it's like a
Berov Amhendrik Melch.
Yeah, I was thinking
more than one person, like all of a sudden it's like the cupboard of the sibur, and therefore like sort of takes on the role of carbon sibur.
Right. Who's bringing? Forget about the individual carbon. Who's bringing Karbanei Pesach today?
Everyone.
Right.
Even if they're bringing in chaburos, it's like a communal chiyuv.
Mm-hmm, right. But you know, put yourself in the shoes. Imagine you're in the Beis Hamikdash, right? And the Mishnah talks about this, right? That you know they would be literally like Black Friday for Thanksgiving, right? They'd have doorbusters going on, right? You have your three groups of people who are you know. They fill up the Azara, and then they close the doors, and then they have to wait till everyone else gets through, right? And the Mishnah talks about this, you know, nobody ever was trampled to death on Erev Pesach, except there was one time that one Zakin got trampled, and they called the Karban Pesach, you know, they called that year the trampled Pesach, right? So, you know, if you imagine the scene, like, Knufya...
With Agrippus, with a kidney.
What?
The thick Pesach.
There was a trampled Pesach, and what was that story?
That was when, because the way they would do the census was, like, through the kidneys of the Korban Pesach. So one time Agrippa had asked to do a census of the people, and, like, there were such an exorbitant amount of kidneys, meaning that, you know, there were a lot of korbanos brought, which meant there were a lot of people, so they called it the thick Pesach.
Yeah, the trampled Pesach. The thick Pesach, I think they said there were 600,000 kidneys or something, and then when you consider that each kidney represents a chabura of people, right, so it was a vast number of people. So you have this like inspiring and really massive scene of Knufya. So apparently, Knufya is being given some sort of halachic status, right? That is why we're calling the Karban Chagiga a Karban Tzibur. So now the question you have to ask Lamaskana is: do we abandon this idea of Knufya being relevant or not? Right. So the Gemara had said, well, maybe Knufya is the difference between Chagiga and Pesach, but that can't be because Pesach is also brought by Knufya. So why? So in the end, why did the Gemara said, okay, so we're not distinguishing between Chagiga and Pesach because of Kenufia. Why are we distinguishing between Pesach and Chagiga? What do we say right after Pesach Nami Asi B'Kenufia? We said, Ika Pesach Sheni Dela Asi B'Kenufia. So what's the Gemara saying then? Why is Chagiga called the Karban Sibur and Pesach called the Karban Yachid? Well, read it carefully.
It sounds like Pesach Sheni is inherently tied to Pesach Rishon, and if part of the general chiyuv of bringing a Pesach is something that's not a communal obligation, then that means that the whole endeavor of Pesach, or whole institution of Korban Pesach, is not a Korban Sibur.
So exactly. So, and that's actually what we're not going to get into, but the next part of the Gemara delves into that exact question, right? Which is, what's the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Right now, the Gemara is taking a strong stance in that relationship. Pesach Sheni is certainly, apparently, not a Karban Sibur, right? Pesach Sheni, if you're an individual who wasn't able to bring a Karban Pesach first time around, so you'll bring it the second time around, right? So Pesach Sheni certainly is a Karban Yachid. So the Gemara says, look, we can't call Pesach a Karban Sibur because Pesach Sheni is a Karban Yachid. But what potentially could we say about Kenufia, Chagiga, and Pesach Rishon? Where does Gemara still allow us to get to?
The fact that it's a Pesach Rishon is not Karban Sibur. That they are Karban
Sibur. Yeah, right? And what distinction will we make? Not between, you know, between Chagiga and Pesach Rishon, but we'll distinguish between Chagiga and Pesach Rishon versus Pesach Sheni.
Yeah.
Right, maybe Kenufia does have lasting relevance, and if so, we'll figure out what exactly does that mean. Right, so we come out of this with one standing question of, what is this halacha of Ein Shochtin HaPesach Al HaYachid, right, which the Rashi told us is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Do we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda? What's his halacha based on? And number two, does Kenufia still apply? Now, I keep on emphasizing that, you know, the Gemara had said, we call Chagiga a Karban Tzibur, and we call Pesach a Karban Yachid. That's noteworthy because the Gemara didn't say, you know, Maishna Chagiga de Havya Karban Tzibur, Maishna Pesach de Heve Karban Yachid. Right, we don't say the Chagiga is a Karban Sibur and the Pesach is a Karban Yachid. What do we say? If we read the Gemara carefully? Yeah, we call it, right? So we're calling the Chagiga Karban Sibur, we're calling the Pesach Karban Yachid. So what do we make of that? A little detail?
It's not explicitly saying that it is a Karban Sibur. Yeah,
but it's a Karban little fudge,
yeah.
Right? And we could kind of massage it in either direction, right? We kari le karban, you know, yachid, but really they're both karban sibors, or the other way, right? We could say that even though, yeah, we call the chagiga karban sibor, really the karban chagiga is also a karban yachid, right? Mm-hmm. And then after still available to us. Okay, so we're left with a number of like outstanding issues in the Gemara, and at the end of the day, we don't come out with an you know, unequivocal position whether the carbon pesach is a carbon yachad or whether it's thought of more as a carbon sibur. Fine. So the first good. So the first question is what Tosos Yeshana brings, right? They're going to throw another variable into the mix because that original brace that we had on Umid Beis, which talked about the differences between Zevach and Temura, said, well, Zevach has Shabbos, Tumah, Temura, and Noheg B'Yachid Kibbet Tzibur. Right? It exists with the Yachid just like it exists with the Tzibur. Our Gemara jumped in and said, well, why don't we say this talking about Pesach? After all, Pesach is Docha Shabbos, Pesach is Docha Tumah, and Pesach makes a Temura. So our Gemara left out one of those four. Right. What did Gemara leave out? One of the four Dina mentioned on Nineveh base. It's seemingly an important one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And what happened to Noheg B'Yachid Kibbetzibur? Which sounds like it should be the most important one, at least in our sugya, right? That, like, is, you know, is vanished on Nun Aleph and Bet Aleph. So why, how could, if we're going to be strong, Karban, well, either way, right? What does it mean? Is Pesach a Karban Yachid, or is Pesach a Karban Tzibur? What does it mean, Noheg B'Yachid Kibbetzibur? So that's the question Tosis Yeshanim raised. And here it's quoted as the Kash of Rabbi Elazar, but it Rash, they say that it's really the Kash of Rabbi Elchanan, right, the son of the Ri. And we're given an interesting answer. Right? Tos Yeshanim quotes a new view, the view of Rabbi Nassan, and Psachim Ayan Ches Amid Beis. Right, and what's the view of Rabbi Nassan? Does anyone want to read it? Yeah. So what's the view of Rabbi Nassan?
That all Yisrael can be Yotze in one Karban Pesach, and that Achila is not Me'akim.
Right. Provocative position?
Yeah.
Right, what's the import of that position? Seemingly?
To eat, because Achila, or you don't eat it at all, actually.
Yeah, right, so if the whole Tzibur is bringing it, If the whole Tzibur is bringing one Pesach, yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? So that's another Gemara now we have to investigate, right? Maybe our Gemara is holding like Rabbi Nassan, who seems to say that there are two tracks, right? If you want to bring a Karban Tzibur, according to Rabbi Nassan, according to Tosfos Yeshanim, there's the Yachid track, and there's the Tzibur track, right? Yeah, everybody can bring their own sheep, or the whole Tzibur can bring one. So we have a Yachid track and a Tzibur track. So that's really interesting. It's something that we're definitely going to have to investigate more, right? What's up with Rabbi Nassan and this idea of two tracks? Okay, so that's a lot. So just to be clear, right? So we have this issue of Ein Shochtin Pesach Al Yachid, Rabbi Yehuda and Tzadi Aleph and Aleph. What's the import of that? The second major issue we have to clarify is Kinufya, right? What ramifications does the fact that this is brought by a gathering have for the status of the Karban Pesach? And number three is this view of Rabbi Nassan, right, that all of Yisrael can bring one Pesach. What's going on over there? Those are like our three major sugyos. So one question we have to deal with before we get into any of those, though, Shalom Aleichem, is this question of the Rashash. Rashash asks, it's like short, it's sweet, and it's an excellent point that Rashash makes. Right, you may get a chance to see it?
Yeah.
Rashash? Yeah? Okay, so what's his question? Really
like,
good one.
If you don't really have to like sort of invite anyone to join your karban until right before shlita, like is it considered a yachid up until then? Can you do it with it?
Yeah, because what was when the Gemara answered for Rav Sheshes, right? And the Gemara said, why can't you make a tamura? Why are you not able to make a tamura in a karban pesach? What was the reason why you can't make a tamura?
Because there's shutfus in the yachid.
Always shutfus, right? Why is it always shutfus? Has to have a buddy, exactly. Ein shochtin ha-pesach ha-layachid, therefore there's no tamura. So says Rashash, well, ein shochtin ha-pesach ha-layachid, but...
You could theoretically be in the yachid position.
Yeah, right. When is tamura done?
Before shchita.
Before shchita, right? So the halacha is not ein mekadshin ha-pesach ha-layachid, it's ein shochtin ha-pesach ha-layachid. So, you know, back on Yud Nisan, you'll be mekadesh your sheep. Right, and then you'll have 4 days where you can make a tamura, and then like 5 minutes, you know, if you're like me and you procrastinate, so 4 minutes, you know, 5 minutes before Erev Pesach, where the third round of people is going to go into the Azara, you'll find some buddies and you'll add them to your chabur, and then you'll shecht your Karban Pesach. So the fact that Ein Shochtin Pesach Al Yachid does not seem to preclude making this a tamura. That's the question. I don't think he gives an answer. Does he give an answer?
No,
right? He just one line sticks the question in there, and then he walks out the door, right? Throws in the grenade and walks out the room.
It doesn't even seem like the question. It kind of just seems like he's saying, like, that's true. Like, you can.
Yeah? Honestly, I don't remember.
Like, come on, Zeb here, blah, blah, blah.
Well, no,
I think it's Kashali. Yeah.
Well, that makes
sense.
Yeah,
I think it's Kashali. Kashali dezeh pashat derasha yachid lehakdisha. I'm not sure why. They always say that they didn't use that they used Rashi Tevos because they were poor and they had to save the paper, right? But the whole way that the Rosh Hash got himself into the Gemara in the first place is because he had money and he paid the publishers to put his Chidushim into the Shas.
Right.
Yeah. And we're lucky he did, because his Chidushim are awesome. What? I think exactly, it was a style. Yeah, when I edited the Beis Yitzchak for YU, so all these kids who were typing would, like, type Rashi Tavos all the time, or they'd type in, like, instead of writing the whole word, they type an apostrophe. I was like, guys, there's literally, you're just making it harder to read just to, you know, fit the style is a nice way of putting it. So, let's stop doing that.
Rashi does something, like, you should do it.
Which, you know, I hear. But yeah, I mean, this is a little hard. Yeah, so it's especially when it's a Rosh Tevos, which could be 95% of the time is Kaimala. You're totally right. So I'm pretty sure it's well, the next one is Zeh Pashut.
Or Zeh Pirush.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't make sense.
Why? Is that Pirush or Rosh Hashanah?
Because he's asking a question. He's asking a question.
Is he?
Well, the result of his statement is a pretty big question to agree, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that...
Yeah. The result...
Yeah. I am right.
I think that you could just kind of be dropping in there and saying...
No,
like,
because when he says the imprint, like...
Like, he's saying a problem because he's saying statement and therefore... He's saying, like, statement and therefore, this is my conclusion. Which then leads to questions.
But its conclusion can't be the Gemara is wrong.
Why not?
Because he's an Orthodox Jew. He's asking a question.
Is it an
acronym? By Rosh time? Yeah, probably. It's probably still an acronym. I think he was in the 1700s. Okay, so that's like an excellent question, right? What are those 4 days? Okay, so you can't shecht a carbon Pesach for a yachid, but you could be makdashit for a yachid. So this is, right, we're starting to explore this position of Ein Shocht and Pesach ala Yachid. Right? You can't Shecht Karm Pesach for a Yachid. So Rosh Hashanah's answer is going to force us to say that the view of Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Shocht and Pesach ala Yachid, is not just reserved to Shechita. Right? Somehow we're not going to say, we can't just say that it's totally your carbon, it's a carbon Yachid, just you have to have people along for the ride at the very end. Right. Suggestions? What we're gonna the basic direction that we're gonna have to go in to explain this. It's a little complicated.
Sort of like isolate the parts of Karpazach that are Yachid and then are Tzibor.
Yeah. So which parts are Yachid? Which parts are Tzibor? Right. Again, why can't I makdish my carbon Pesach now on the 10th of Nisan? It's just me, no other partners in the picture, and then I can make a tamura. It's a great question, right? It's something Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was a gaon, so if we can't come and answer, that's fine. But we have to at least throw out a suggestion.
Does your tamura ever does it ever expire? Is there's no time limit within which you have to?
I don't think so. No, as long as the carbon can be brought, it can be made into a tamura.
Maybe we could just say like this idea of knufia is just too strong. Like even though it's a yachid for tamura purposes, it theoretically could be like a yachid technically, but like. Because of the eventual join, like even if the joining is last minute, still there's this whole idea that everyone's going to bring it at the same time, and like therefore it's not a complete yachid.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. So in other words, that's probably simpler than I was going to say. What you're basically saying is that in shochet nesapasach al hayachid, it's not an isolated halacha. That is indicative of the fact that this is really kind of a carbon seabor. Is that?
Yeah.
Similar to what you're saying?
Sort of, yeah.
Right. In other words, because of the knufia factor.
Yeah.
Right. The fact that it's brought in a gathering, and then these could all come together, right? The knufia factor, why can't you shechta for one person? Because, you know, just like it's supposed to be brought by knufia, so too it should be shechted for one person, right? So you could kind of brought in.
Like it never existed in a vacuum. Like you can't pretend that it does.
Exactly. Honestly, that's probably the simplest answer. I didn't see anyone say that, but that's probably the easiest way to go. One other direction I saw people try to go in is to say that maybe the once you have to shecht it with a partnership, so it's kind of like you, you know, when you're learning how to drive, so they give you you have to have like the passenger with the passenger brake, right? And I'm not sure if this is actually true, but I can imagine there being a case where the car wouldn't start unless there was a passenger in the vehicle. Right, I could just like imagine that as a metzias, even if it's not actually the case. So you could say that the fact that ein shochet on a pesach al yachid tells me that the bilus on a carbon pesach is a partnership bilus, and unless you have unless you have like both keys in the ignition, the car is not going to start. So you can create it as a carbon pesach, but in order to be the owner, in order to be considered bailim, the bailis has to have a partnership, right? So I'm in the driver's seat, but I can't start the car until I have somebody next door to me, right? After all, you can't bring this without a partner, so you can't really be the bailim of this without a partner.
Can't you see it the opposite way?
What?
That's not true, right? You can't. It is your carbon, even if you haven't.
So it depends what we mean by your carbon, right? Like, you did make this a carbon pesach. That's why you're totally correct. Can we say that you are, you know, the... Especially if we take the idea that being the... It's not... You don't just own the carbon, but... And we've seen this idea that... But you as owner, that's inherent to the carbon itself, right? It's not just a carbon pesach that you own, right? This, in its definition, is your carbon pesach. So it's possible that you can't access, right, the... It's your carbon pesach must be two people, right? It must be A and B's carbon pesach.
It must be two people, actually.
Okay, yeah. So you're just arguing with... You're just rejecting the argument. Okay, that's totally fine. I said Raquel's shot probably makes more sense. This is just the other view. Right, there's a difference between being makdash a carbon and, you know, the bailim on carbon pesach, that slot has to be a two-person slot.
But can't you see it as...
But we're...
Like, the fact that at any... Like, the status of it is a korban tzibor, that even if at the moment there's only one person attached to it, that's temporary. Like there's some sort of broader kavana that, like...
Yeah, no, Pam, you're totally...
I'm being machli, but, like, really, someone is going to come on and...
I think that's exactly what this argument is. The question, right, Das's response to you is going to be, okay, but like right at this moment in time, you made this a carbon, and you're the owner. So, why can't you make a tamura?
Right, I guess, like, I don't know, it wouldn't really work with kavana, but like if you have the kavana, like the assumption that you were makdish a korban pesach. Is that you are doing that with other people, even if at the moment there are none.
It's like there's an inevitability.
Like, yeah, like part of my kavana was that it's not going to be just me.
So you're saying like I'm denying my own monopoly over this carbon, you're suggesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Notice because, right, like the simple understanding that we've said of why partners can't make tamura is because there's always some lack of complete ownership, right? Some inevitable competition. So you're suggesting is that you know, it's like the person's already kind of shrinking himself down.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, could be.
Also, you could also think of, like, nafkamina as, like, if that person dies then, does it then, like, is it, like, let's say that someone, like, someone buys a carbon, is makdish it, and then...
Right.
And then waits till shlita, and it, at this point still hasn't brought another one in, but then that person dies, like, does that carbon have an owner? Like, not really.
Why wouldn't it go to his... Why wouldn't it go to his yarshim?
Let's say his own yarshim, like...
Okay, so he's a ger Shane Bo Yarshim.
I guess.
Okay, so he's a ger and there's no Yarshim and he dies. So what's the...
Like, I guess then, like...
Where are we going with this?
Like, then... Like, if that carbon still has an owner, like, theoretically, who... Like, let's say he made a deal with someone who, like, is going to join his group but just hasn't joined his group yet. Like, is that person who, like, inevitably will be an owner, like... There's no denying of, like...
Why is it inevitable? You could always back out.
I guess. But he's gonna have to find someone else, I guess. Like,
yeah, but it's not inevitable.
Wait, so is that relevant to the kavana when you're a makdisha? If you don't know who or if you're going to be bringing it with.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you know you're going to bring it with someone else, right? I can't think of any friends available right now, but I'm sure I'll find someone between now and Tesvav because I need to bring this. Right, so Pammy's arguing that the fact that I know that other people are coming in means that I'm already, you know, kind of recognizing that there are limits to my control over this carbon, right? I'm already... You know, I'm already half surrendering it to someone, so maybe that would prevent me from being able to take it tomorrow, right? I think that's basically what your suggestion is. Okay, fine. So either way, right? So we have three approaches then to the Rosh Hashanah's question. Number one, Raquel's, which is probably the easiest one, which is that in Shachar Pesach Al Yachid, we can't look at it in a vacuum, but we have to recognize that this is probably indicative of a broader conception of Karban Pesach as not being a Karban Yachid, which is great, because that will segue very nicely into our analysis of Rabbi Yehuda. Possibility two is the fact that, right, the car can't start without the passenger seat, which Dasi doesn't like. And then possibility three is Pam's suggestion, right, which is that maybe I am kind of shrinking myself down even before anybody else comes on board. Okay, cool, excellent. So now, let's take a look at Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Psachim Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph, Mishnah, and then a very short piece of Gemara. Yeah, okay. So who are the two? Who are the right? There is a view arguing with Rabbi Yehuda over here, right? Who's in the Mishnah? Who is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda?
Rabbi Yossi.
What does Rabbi Yossi say?
He says that you can shech.
Yeah, and what is the governing rule according to Rabbi Yossi?
Eating. That limits the number of people that can be in the chabura.
Right. Meaning if...
Meaning that if everyone in the group can possibly get part of the Karban Pesach to eat it, then that number is valid.
Right.
But, you know, 100 people can't be in a chabura because not everyone's meal is eaten.
Right, so if the sheep has 50 kazesim of meat on it, then you can have 50 people in the chabura, and if not, you can't. Right, that's the view of Rabbi Yossi. Who do we probably pass on like if it's Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Yossi?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Close.
Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah. Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi argues with a single Tana, we almost always paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Right? Rabbi Yossi, I think it's what it's... Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, I forget Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi always wins. So if we have a mano, machlokas, Rabbi Yossi is probably going to win. And sure enough, there's a little Ein Mishpat next to Rabbi Yossi. So that's interesting. Maybe we're going to discuss Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda will only be academic. Maybe we won't possibly like him, right? TBD. Anyway, so Gemara discusses Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein shochten es ha-pesach al yachad. Now, Rabbi Yossi had just said, what's the reason why, what's the governing principle for Rabbi Yossi?
Being able to eat it.
So I could have suggested a very balabatish reason why Ein shochten Pesach al ha-yachid. Why can't one person bring a Karban Pesach?
You can't eat all
Can't eat all sheep, right? Because very simply, right, Karban Pesach has to be eaten and there's an Isser to leave some of it over. In fact, right, the Isser of Nosar is introduced in the connection to the Karban Pesach. So maybe in Shochtan a Pesach al Yachid is just because of the technical problem. You can't eat the whole thing. If that was the case, then could we make any general conclusions from Rabbi Yossi? From Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, vis-a-vis Karban Pesach, Karban Yachid, or Karban Tzibur?
Get the whole thing, you can have it.
Okay, so if you get the, you know, what's the guy from the hot dog eating contest?
Kobayashi.
Yeah, Kobayashi, now the new one, the American guy, Joey Chestnut or something. Right, so fine. But, you know, we go by regular people, right? Or, you know, and it's probably a miyach eno matzoi that could down an entire lamb, al hasova, right? You have to first have your Shulchan Aruch, and then you're eating your Karban Pesach, so the odds that you're going to eat the whole lamb are probably minuscule. So maybe that's the view of Rabbi Yehuda, in which case... It's much more difficult to make any sweeping claims about his view of Korban Pesach, as he's just saying a technical din. So, is there any proof from the first line of two of the Gemara that that's not reviewed to things?
It's Pesach.
Yeah, exactly. Right, the Gemara asks, "What's where does this come from?" Right, minayin shein shochtan haPesach ala yachid, and we're told it's a gzeiras hakasif. Right. Right. So now, so what is that? How do you translate that?
You cannot bring the Pesach, you know, sacrifice the Pesach in one, for one.
For one. So isn't that like an explicit Pesach supporting Rabbi Yehuda? So how does Rabbi Yossi argue with the Pesach? But the Pesach says you can't shach Pesach for one person.
But then he says...
he says so, a person who could eat it.
Right, but that doesn't really answer the... It
doesn't
address the problem.
Yeah, Torah said, "Lo suchal esbach haPesach be'achad." You can't shecht Pesach for one person.
It seems like he's trying to reinterpret the Pesach as an esbach.
So take a look at the first Rashi on the Gemara. So Rashi had a different gerus than the Gemara. Less clear, but more accurate.
Tzadiyah.
Yeah, Tzadiyah. The first Rashi on the Gemara. Meaning after the Mishnah, on Sadi Alfam and Aleph. That's why it's always good to get the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All working out the source sheets here.
What?
We're all working out the source
sheets here. I know.
Okay. Was Rashi, it? Which Rashi?
The very first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say Mestisa? Oh, I'm the wrong. Oh, so this is starting
over here.
You got it? Wait, no. What's the Rimasko?
Oh, sorry.
Lo suchal zvach as haPesach be'achad sharecha. So the Pesach actually is, right, you can't shech the Pesach in one of your gates, right, i.e., and we'll get to this later, Karban Pesach, even in the time when you could shecht on a private mizbeach, right, the Karban Pesach always had to be shechted in the central location. Right, not your So Rabbi Yehuda is darshaning, right? Rabbi Yehuda is darshaning the pasuk, and he just sticks in a period, right? Lo suchal esbach as haPesach be'achad, right? And then you cut the sha'aracha, and that's the drasha that Rabbi Yehuda is making. So that's how Rabbi Yossi is able to argue, and that's probably why Rashi's Gemara had that. I'm not sure why ours did not. And then Rashi explains, right? V'darish be'echad ba'anfei nashe ala yachad. Right? Rashi explains, oh, right, he's reading echad as a standalone. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. But the fact that Rabbi Yehuda's darshaning, right, quoting Gzer Sakasov, tells me that this is not, you know, a technical concern. Oh, we don't shecht Karban Pesach one person because one person can't eat it. But rather, there is some fundamental din at work, right, that the Karban Pesach has to be shechted for a group, according to Rabbi Yossi, right, and this would work excellently with connecting Rabbi Yehuda with Karban Tzibor, and would work excellently with Raquel's suggestion that that's what was going on to answer Rosh Hashanah's question. But where does that leave us, right? If we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, if we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, right, that you know Yesh Shochtan haPesach ala Yachid. So where does that leave us, right? Are we coming down to saying that the Karban Pesach is a Karban Yachid and pack it up and go home? So what does the Rambam paskin? Let me chance to see the Rambam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic Rambam, where you know it's one of those like you're just kind of playing games.
Oh, like it's the chatzchila to do it with more than one person, but you can theoretically do it as Yachid.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yachid shachad as a pasach la'atzmo, kasher. That's okay. Mishtadlin, right? We try to do it for multiple people. And what does the Rambam quote? Why do we try to shachad for multiple people?
Yasu oto.
Yasu oto. Right.
Is that the same pasach or no?
That's the drasha that they use a little bit later. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a machlokas in the Nosekelim where the Rambam got this from. I have no idea why it's a machlokas. Actually, I have no idea why it's a machlokas. Rav Avram ben Arambam has a suggestion where his father got this, and the Kesef Mishnah says he got it from the Gemara in Daf Tadi Hamad Aleph. I don't know why it's not obvious that the Kesef Mishnah is right, frankly, because that's just what the Gemara talks about there. Rosenzweig likes to joke that there's sometimes that Rav Avram ben Arambam was in Shir, and there are some times where it seems like he wasn't in Shir. So, Linnaeus Daiti had humbly suggests maybe this is in the latter category, because the Kesef Mishnah makes a lot of sense. There is a debate four Dapim later on Psachim Sadi Hey Amud Aleph between the Chachamim and, who was it? Isi ben Yehuda. Right? They were they're arguing about which this, I put that long footnote in the Makaros sheet, right? Which satellite dinim apply when you have a Pesach Sheni and which satellite dinim do not apply, right? So you definitely don't have to clear your house of chametz, right? The question was, do you have to have matzah and mar with your Pesach Sheni, right? That's the machlokas, Isi ben Yehuda and the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim say yes, I believe, and Isi ben Yehuda says no, right? Yeah. So then the Gemara goes through a whole like drasha contest. And then Isi ben Yehuda says Yasu Oso, right? So Oso, right? Pesach Rishon, Yasu Oso. Pesach Rishon has to be done with matzah and mar. Pesach Sheni is not, right? That's why Oso is being singled out according to Isi ben Yehuda. Only the Pesach Rishon has matzah and mar. Respond the Chachamim. No, Yasu Oso tells me not that Pesach Rishon only has matzah and mar. What does Yasu Oso tell me? That Kama de Efshar Lahadure Shein Shochan as a Pesach Al Yachid, Kama de Efshar Lahadure Madrinan. Right? That we try as hard as we can not to Shach Pesach for more than one, for a single person. Okay. So, what are we going to make of this middle position of the Rabbanan and the Rambam? I think that's all we can say right now. It's weird. Right? It is hard to make a definitive claim about the, this is like nishtahin nishtahar. It's not a carbon, not yachid, not multiples. Mido, right? How often do we have a, the chachil b'diavad mido reisa, right? The mido reisa, there's a drasha telling you that we would like to have multiple people. But it's not ma'akiv, it's something that Torah would prefer. That's kind of strange. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, if this is hardcore yachid, then, one person should be gishmak, we should pass on like Rabbi Yossi. If this is hardcore tibur, then we should pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. So, what's up with this middle view?
Does it have to be one or the other? Like, can we just, do we ever, sort of just say, like, okay, we just have this collection of different laws that are from both yachid and tibur, and we're not putting into a category? We would never say that. Like, it's in its own category. Like, there are certain things about it that are yachid, certain things about it that are tzibor, but, like, on the one hand, like, almost why does it matter which one we put it into, but unless we use that to learn other things about it. Unless, let's say we decide it's yachid, and then we learn other things, oh, well, a yachid does this, so we can learn this about Karm Pesach, like, but let's say all of the halachot are, like, I guess, never mind. I'm just kind of curious, like, why it matters so much. Whether it's, why it has to fit into one category. Or is it just because we learn other things from it based on the category?
Okay, so I think there are kind of two questions in what you're asking. One is easy to answer, and one I think is not, but that's awesome. So the question of why it matters, well, we have nafkumina, can we shakta for one person or more? Can you make a temura? Rabbi Nassan's view, right, that all of Yisrael can shakta one karban. Right.
So we're learning it from that distinction. Like that's the only place
we have. We have nafkaminas. That's key. What you're also raising is, do we have to have binary categories? Spoiler. But what are we going to try to argue?
That it's both.
So it's not a schizophrenic carbon. So it's, you could say it's both, but it's harder to say it's both. We'd probably rather say it than say it's both. But rather it's own thing, and somewhere in between, yeah. Right? We'd like to have some sort of spectrum. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going to want to go. We're just kind of laying the groundwork for it, and then we're going to have to explain what that actually means, and then we'll try to lay out some theories for that at the end. But, yeah, that exactly, right? We're just trying to document that it doesn't fit into one category. Okay, so that's the discussion of Ein Shocht and a Pesach al Yachid, and we're left with a bit of a cliffhanger in the Rambam and the Chacham. What was our next issue? Kanufia, right? That was the next issue we had on the Gemara, right? So, does Kanufia have relevance lamaskana or not? The fact this has brought, you know, that whole inspiring gathering of Klal Yisrael, does that have halachic ramifications at the end of the day or not? The way you read the Gemara here was it could, but we would want some more evidence to see if it does. So we had two main sources that I put on the Makar sheet. One was this Gemara and Psachim Ayin Vav Mebeis, and one was that little line in Tosos on Nanda Faf, which was an awesome line in Tosos. Really awesome. I was embarrassed because when I saw someone quote that Tosos, and I was like, I learned Vav Mebeis at the beginning of the year, and I didn't remember this. But it was there, so glad that I saw it. Okay, so Psachim Ayin Vav, what we really wanted in here was a line in Rashi. So the Mishnah says, if you have it open, oh, you should. It's in the source quotes, right? So the Mishnah says that there are five things. Right, five things are brought betumah, but not in betumah, and those are the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, Lechem Apanim, Shalmei Tzibur. What are the Shalmei Tzibur? Does anybody know? What? Yeah, so it's the shlamim. So shlamim is only ever brought as a karban yachid, with one exception.
Is that
excellent? You know when they're brought? They're brought along with one other exceptional karban.
Shavuos.
Excellent. Yeah, shlamim tzibur were brought on Shavuos. The kibbutz etzaras. You know what they're brought with? Shteilachem. And why is shteilachem unique?
Because
of chametz, right? So we have one shlamim tzibur and we have one karban that's chametz. Definitely a lot to say there, right? Shavuos and completion of Am Yisrael and, you know, conclusion of Pesach season. Good stuff. Okay, so those are the five, right? Those are the five karbanos which are brought betuma. Omer, Shtei Lechem, Lechem Apanim, Shalmei Tzibur, and Seirei Shchodesh. Cool, relevant for us. Why isn't Pesach on this list? So the Mishnah says Pesach's on this list because Pesach not only is it brought betuma, but it is also, it's also eaten betuma. Okay, good. So the Gemara asks, what about, all right, so five. So five, right, Chamisha L'miyute Mai, and L'miyute Chagiga. Right, Chagiga is not brought betuma. So why would I have thought that Chagiga is brought betuma?
Because it's also brought.
Great. So what was the, so the Gemara says? The Gemara just says, "Kaven de carbon sibur hu."
Right.
The Gemara just says, "Because it's carbon sibur." Who says that? Yeah, it's brought by Kanufia. Rashi says that, right? Yeah. Excellent. Right. Mishum daasi be Kanufia, i.e. be asifas chaverim beregel. Right. So and then he quotes you our Gemara. Right? Look at our Gemara. It's clear that, you know, Kanufia makes things a carbon pasach. Makes things the carbon seaboard. Okay, good. So we have Rashi on record as saying that Kanufia has lasting has impact at the end of the day, right? We're calling the Chagiga a seaboard, a carbon seaboard, right? And in Psachim, is it Karile carbon seaboard?
No.
Yeah.
Came
the carbon seaboard, right? So
definitive.
So okay, there's another Gemara in Chagiga which Sosers that, and Tosos think that Chagiga is really carbon yachid, and our Karile carbon seaboard didn't really mean it, but that's if we're doing Chagiga, not for now. Fine. So that's one is Rashi. And then we have Tosos. Great line in Tosos. I didn't put in the source quotes because everyone has a Gemara Yoma, right? Of course. Yeah. I put the background to this Tosos in the footnotes, right?
Yeah, you did.
I did? Good. All right, so we have the Stira and Shas between Rava and Rava, right? Does Rava think that Tumah Hutra Betzibor? Does Rava think that Tumah Dechuya Betzibor? Mm-hmm. Right? So what do Tosos suggest?
That Tuma decreed a disease for, specifically talking about, it specifically refers to the carbon Pesach.
Right, exactly. Right, Tuma Hutra B'tzibor, right, the Lechachila, you could bring it, but Tuma, you don't need to find a Kohen who's Tahar. That's regular Karbanos Tzibor. Dechuya, right, where ideally you should find a Tahar Kohen if you can, is the Karban Pesach. So what did Tosa say? Why would Pesach uniquely be discriminated against? Why are we going to pick on the Karban Pesach and say that it's Techuya B'tzibor and not Hutra B'tzibor?
Because L'chachila, you should really bring it to Tahara.
Right, but why? Why all other Karbanos, Tzibor, L'chachila, everyone's Tameh, Zagazunt, no problem.
Because this has more of a Yachid kind of component.
Exactly, right? It's not a full carbon Tzibor, which is like exactly what we're trying to get to, right? Tosos literally say this, right? This isn't the Grizz, this is Tosos. Back up a little bit. Dasam L'inyan Pesach, Ayri? Iklamemar. Let's say Iklamemar. If you have the daf, it's the last and first words on the line. Ika okay. And Lamemar, right before the Rabbi Akiva Eger, circle slash. Okay. Bold underline.
Right. So since it's brought in the sparse gathering, it's considered a carbon seabor, but it's not such a bad that to Tumah, and it's Docha Shabbos and Tumah. But since all of Israel doesn't bring one Pesach and, you know, as a partnership, it's better for them to be, it's Mahadrin for them all to be Tahor. So even Hetzer Hebe Karban Tzibor, even according to the
same. No, you read the first time, actually. Huh? If you read right the first time.
Right, so even according to those who say that Tumah is, you know, allowed.
Exactly.
Hebe Karban Tzibor Gamor, right? That's only with regard to a full Karban Tzibor.
Mm-hmm.
Habab Eshutzbud.
Right, good.
B'kein Mashma L'Kaman Tzamuk. Z'ilu Shal Aharon Achal Gav D'Zimna Kviya P'yele V'Zach Yitzha Shabab Eshutzamuk Karban Tzibor. So with Aaron's carbon,
right, his ram, that Ola, right, the private eye,
even though the Zman is Kviya there, and it's Docha, Shabbos, and Tuma, like the carbon Tzibor, since it's a carbon Yachid, it's better for him to be Tahor.
Great. Right, so we're loosely connecting the Elo Shel Aaron to the carbon Pesach, but this is great. First of all, Tosos are explicitly saying that is carbon Pesach, carbon Yachid, or a carbon Tzibor.
Yeah.
It
says Yachid.
Tzibor.
He says Yachid. He says both. Yeah, the end he says
it's
very explicit.
Well, no, the Elo Shel Aaron, right? The Elo Shel Aaron is a carbon Yachid, but the carbon Pesach, the two formulations here are Chashiv ki karban tzibor, and that it's not a karban tzibor gumor, right? It's not a karban tzibor gumor. So it is a karban tzibor, but not a karban tzibor gumor. So it's somewhere in between, but weighted towards karban tzibor, at least. And what's the determining factor?
It's not like a karban tzibor.
In other words, what's making it, what's pushing into karban tzibor territory? The Kenufia,
yeah.
Right? The Kenufia factor is what's pushing us to say carbon Tzibor. Great, awesome. So both Rashi and Tosos say that Kenufia is relevant at the end of the day. And Tosos, at least we have on the record, as saying exactly something like we want to, which we're going to have to flesh out what exactly it is, that carbon Pesach is somewhere between Yachid and Tzibor. Awesome. Okay, we are totally not going to get through all this tonight, which is fine. Next week we're regular schedule, right? Next week, regular time, and then the week after we'll schedule. Okay, fine.
We got to
New Gaffer's Perm. Yeah, the Gaffer's Perm.
Yeah,
so then we will do You'll do it earlier that week. Okay, so let's get into our minutes. We'll see how far we can get. Good. Okay, so we had one more major outstanding issue, right? So we had Ein Shocht and Pesach al Yachid. We saw Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim, the Rambam, right? And we're left Halacha Lamaisa somewhere in the middle. We looked at Kenufya, and there's evidence both from Rashi and Tosfos that Kenufya is a serious factor. You know, if it may not put it all the way into the end zone of Karban Tzibur, at least it kicks us a field goal for Karban Tzibur. So now the third case, the third issue which was raised in our Gemara, was that case Tos Yishanim raised, right, where they asked, you know, what happened to Noheg B'Yachid Kibat Tzibur, right? How does a Karban Pesach fit Noheg B'Yachid Kibat Tzibur? And Tosfos Yeshanim suggested, oh, maybe our Gemara is according to Rabbi Nassan, who says that all of Israel can bring one Pesach. So let's look at that case. What is the view? What is up with Rabbi Nassan? What does he think? What exactly is the Shita, and what is our Shita? Okay, so that is Psachim Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Good, we'll get in some Tarshlim in just 5 minutes. Brought this in, which I stole from the Beis Rendish. Good. So Rabbi Nassan, where is it in the Gemara? You guys have it in the source quotes, right? Mm-hmm. So we always use the source quotes because. Okay, fine. Does anybody want to read Psach HaMayin Ches Amud Beis?
Sure.
Adam, good. You haven't read yet today.
Yeah.
Unprecedented.
Rabbi Nassan Omer Minayin Shekol Yisrael Yotzin B'Pesach Echad Tavul Omar V'Shachtu Oto Kol HaKal Adat Yisrael Yer Bayim.
Yeah.
From there, that all of the Israelites are Yosef Kol Pesach.
Yeah. Okay. So all of Israel is Yosef Kol Pesach. Is that surprising?
To us?
Hmm?
Eating thing. Yeah.
Right? Eating is the primary kiyum of Karban Pesach, right? Shechita is just as important, if not more important, than Zrika, right? You have to have the chabura of people who are eligible to eat. Like Rabbi Nassan's shocking. What on earth this is, what does he think? By the way, we use this pasuk to teach shlichus, right? This is one of our shlichus
makaros. That's the other obvious reading.
Yeah. And that's exactly why we read it that way.
Right.
Right. But he reads it, right? Shachtu so kol kal adas yabin arbaim. Not everyone's shachting it, so you see, right, that, okay, so one person is shachting for everybody. But according to Rabbi Nassan, like, what's going on? What does this carbon Pesach that's brought by all of Yisrael look like? So, I don't have a chance to look at this. Has anybody ever used Torah Shlema before?
Yeah.
Does anybody know what it is?
Yeah, it's like,
Tortimimo, right?
Just like
it's much better
expanded.
Than Tortimimo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Haynes
Hallgren the other day.
Better. It's,
it's. Why are you talking to our Rabbi about it? Because we just got one.
Yeah, we got the
Haggadah.
Yeah.
Torah Shlema. He has a Haggadah? Oh, cool. Yeah, so the name says it all, right? Like, he calls it Torah Shlema. The complete Torah, that's a bold. What?
The Mishnah Torah.
Yeah, exactly. But like, you know, and the Rambam got flack for calling it the Mishnah Torah, and then everyone else called it the Yad HaChazaka. So this is Rav Mendel Kasher. This has awesome English title pages. Torah Shlema, the complete Torah, a Talmudic Midrashic encyclopedia of the five books of Moses. And this is just vast. It is super impressive. I haven't really used it until like last year, and we got to get more people using it because it is everything. I mean, he quotes, so level one, it's like a Torah Tamima on steroids, right? Because he quotes you everything, right? Not just like the Gemaras, but the Yerushalmis and the Midrash Halacha and the random Midrash Haggadah and
Yalkut Shimoni.
Exactly.
Really
Yalkut Shimoni, Gaonim, Targumim, which, you know, it's one of his big things here is going to be a Targum. He quotes it all. And then, level two is he has his great footnotes. Torah team also has great footnotes. And then level three is he has, like, these miluim, with these extended essays and analyses, which I've really barely tapped into, but like, great stuff, really great. So he takes up the view of Rabbi Nassim. I sent you, and by the way, they're all in Hebrew books. I think he passed away, because it only goes up till Maaseh. I think he passed away at Maaseh. So we don't have it for Sefer Tefarim, but we have it for everything through that. And they're all in Hebrew books, they're all available, so that's why I sent you the link to our volume. So in Os Kuftim Gimel, he quotes a Mechilta where it's not Rabbi Nassim talking, it's Rabbi Eliezer talking. Rabbi Eliezer has it as in a Bidyavid situation, which makes a lot of sense, a Bidyavid situation where not everyone's able to bring up Pesach, right? There's, you can imagine this happening, especially like, you know, during the time of the Korban, right? So where not everybody's able to bring a sheep. So we'll have one sheep for all the klal, right? So Rabbi Eliezer says you can do that, right? If you, in extremis, if you have no choice, then you can use one, sheep. So Rav Kasher just asks, like, what's the din with the sheep? Is this a, who eats it? Who brings it? Who pays for it? So the suggestion he makes is, I think, the suggestion which, like, intuitively, we would bet on, right? And what would we probably propose is going on here with this one Pesach that's brought by everybody? Right, so in Rabbi Eliezer, it's certainly a Bidyavid sheep, right? In Rabbi Eliezer, yeah. In Rabbi Eliezer, it's certainly a Bidyavid situation.
Yeah.
And so he suggests that, yeah, I guess it's a carbon tzibur, right? If, maybe, so I'm just going to quote here, Ulai sover, shebechi hagavna she'in lehem ela pesach echad, right? In a case where they only have one sheep, sheyesh lo din carbon tzibur gamur, right? Not a. This would be our full carbon tzibur, right? Contra the Tosas we just saw. Shenikna mitrumas halishka, right? And then you have to ask who eats it. And then he brings some other proofs that, you know, other time may have thought this, and you know, maybe the Kohen made it. Unclear. Okay. So see, he has essay in miluim. I didn't remember what he said. Okay. So now we have this explicit, right? A full carbon yachat track. And a tunnel of the full carbon seabird track. Now, what's really interesting, this will close, is so Rabbi Eliezer in the Mechelta is quoted as saying that this is Bidyavet, right? That if you only have one sheep, or you don't have enough sheep for all the people, so then we have two tracks of the mitzvah, right? One, the Chachila track, which includes eating, and that's carbon yachid. One Bidyavet track that doesn't include eating, right? Just bring, at least we should bring a carbon Pesach, even if we can't eat it, and that is going to be a carbon seabird. Totally to speculate, and this could absolutely be not true. Did the Gemara in Psachim say that Rabbi Nassim was only if there are no sheep available?
No.
No, right? So, theoretically, you could postulate, and then you could tell me which two Rishonim this would fall down upon as a machlokas. Theoretically, if all of Klal Yisrael volunteer to purchase one carbon Pesach, maybe the view of Rabbi Nassim is just Lu Yitzir, all of Klal Yisrael volunteers bring one carbon Pesach, it will be brought as a carbon seabor. I don't know why they would do that, but you have two tracks, not just the Lechachil B'Dyevet track, but you have two tracks of carbon Pesach. It can be brought by the Yechidim, and then you have mitzvah of eating. If they all volunteer for whatever reason to bring it as a carbon seabor, they're within their rights to do so, and then you wouldn't, you know, then we could figure out, then not everyone would have to eat it. So, which Rishonim that we saw would probably have to argue whether we could say this in our Rishonim? Think back to, we totally talked about this. We must have talked about this in our discussion of, we did, we talked about this last week. It was our first Nachtamina last week. For carbon yachid versus carbon, how we understand the carbon seabor. Whether the carbon seabor is a corporate entity.
Right, it doesn't come, it's not thought of as coming from individuals.
These are very first Machlokas.
I
don't know
if it was
Rashi and Ramban.
Bingo, exactly. Rashi Ramban, right? This is like,
Summer Festival.
Gotta have that one down.
Okay.
Right? Who? So what was the machlokas? Rashi and Ramban, Vayikra, Aleph Beis, literally, Aleph Beis.
Rashi says it's korban shifas, so the individuals, not
zebra. Right. That if everybody gathers and volunteers to bring a carbon, so Rashi said that's still a carbon shifas.
But
Ramban
says that it could be a korban.
Could be a korban zebra.
You could view it as everyone wants to chip in.
Right. And that made a lot of sense, because if everyone's the owner, it sounds like the tzibur are the owners. How do we explain Rashi's view that it's not a carbon tzibur, even though everybody chipped in?
That it chippes?
Yeah, why is it chippes if everybody chipped in?
Because individuals are not a tzibur.
Exactly, right? Maybe if the tzibur transcends the individual, right? Mm-hmm. So just the fact that everyone volunteered to give one wouldn't make it a carbon tzibur. So if we want to explain for Rabbi Nassan, right, not necessarily that it's only if there's only one sheep available, that's what you're forced into. But Rabbi Nassan is saying there are two tracks in the mitzvah. There's the achila track, and that's yachid. There's the tzibur track. And if everybody volunteers to chip in, that will create a carbon tzibur. We could only say that according to the Ramban, right? We could not make that read in Rabbi Nassan according to Rashi, which is our preferred rishon, right? Because we tried to bring all these rashis that Rashi's view of tzibur is right. Okay, good. So we'll pick up next week. Right. So right now we're left with our middle zone, bit of a cliffhanger position of the chachamim about lechachila. You shouldn't shecht pesach for the yachid. Right. We're left with Rashi and Tosfos about kenufia, and Tosfos are taking a middle position. We've explained Rabbi Nassan, right, two tracks. So now we really need to nail down next week is like what exactly some theories for what these two tracks or intermediate position, what exactly does that mean? What does it look like? And then after that we will start to dig into the next sugya. So I'm not going to have a chance to probably send you makaros in the next day or two because I have to give the drasha in the Jewish center and it's not as ready as